The views and opinions expressed by the hosts of Black Talk Radio News and any guests represents their views and their views only and do not necessarily represent the views of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network. You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio News. My name is Scotty Reed. I'm broadcasting from behind these enemy lines that I call USA Inc. on this Thursday afternoon on September the 7th. So as I mentioned, we do have a video from a young black man. I'm not sure how old he is. Okay, I'm actually getting a text message from Black Rose right now. Again, she's participating in the recovery efforts. And they did air their program, Mind, Body, and Spirit Radio. They had been on like a 2 or 3 week hiatus, and they returned to the airwaves last night, gave out a lot of good information. I want her to come on and share it with the audience of Black Talk Radio News so that y'all can know who to give the money to. If you want to send any kind of donations, any kind of items that people need, we want her to come on. But as I mentioned, we do have a video that we want to play. Yeah, okay, so Black Rose is telling me she just spoke to a woman who was passed up. All right, so the news I didn't get to share yesterday that was shared with me over Facebook, and shout out to the person who shared that and everybody who shared information with me. Sometimes I don't get it all out, but I'll look into it, and if it's anything there that I feel like, you know, this deserves some more coverage, I'll go ahead and put it on air. Just recognize, I'm not saying that some stuff is more important than others. It's just that sometimes you have to confirm some things because there's a lot of wild stuff to get sent over the internet, and it's not always true. Lots of hoaxes and things of that nature. So we had mentioned on air last week that a black woman had made a video, right? And she was saying that black people wasn't being rescued. And she said, and she really didn't go into any kind of details or give any names of, or any organizations that was, it the National Guard? Was it private contractors like they hired during Katrina? I mean, during Katrina, they even brought in an Israeli-based place. So, yes, Black Rose will give us a call in about 3 minutes. We'll be speaking with her. But she says she did just speak with a woman who was passed up. Again, Black Rose is based in Houston and participating in the recovery efforts. And I'm going to go ahead and play this video because I think it's only about, let's see, let me pull it up. Okay, here we go. And by the way, today's thread is posted to BTR News, all the stories that I plan to talk about. But again, we'll, if anything else comes up, I'll post it to this news thread, which is in BTR Community. You can go to btrcommunity.com. I'm Scotty of BTR News. That's my handle on in the BTR community. Also, join us. Join us. $24 a year subscription. It's a way that we fund our media operations and being able to put people on the ground to participate in different events like we recently did in Washington, D.C. So this video is by a man by the name of Roderick Parker Sr. That gives it even more credibility when a person uses their real name and posts it to social media under their real names. So, you know, it's giving me some credibility there. And now this is a second source. And now we got a third source. According to Black Rose, if she calls in with that information. And so that's three sources of information. So that's all that's needed in the rules of journalism to consider it a credible story. So let's go ahead and listen to Mr. Parker, who said, if you've heard these reports, they are true. Let me turn this volume up. I might have to start it over. Let me get this volume up on this video. Again, this posted to Facebook, but I have it in our thread for today's news program, and we will roll with it. It's about 5 minutes, 6 minutes long.
I have a video here that I'm recording. When you view this video, I would like for everyone to share it. There have been some videos circulating about boats passing, the African-American community, this is true. I am here, just above Houston, was in the thick of things, and I literally saw Red Cross boats passing African-American communities, FEMA boats passing African-American communities. They're going to take this down. They're probably going to shut my page down. But I've enjoyed you guys. I've enjoyed bringing you videos. But one thing I will not do, I will not say anything. I am not that guy. So what I want to tell you to do is, if you are funneling money to Red Cross, understand that you're not supporting your people. You are not helping our people. The best thing to do is to go on GoFundMe.com and look for GoFundMe accounts to send money directly. What you can also do is, when you get to the GoFundMe account, call the people. There's a number to contact them. Call the people and make sure that they are authentic. Don't just say, well, I won't do anything at all. We need help. Our community needs help. And I'm appealing to everyone on my friends list to share this video. Let it go viral. This is, in fact, happening. I saw it with my own eyes. I'm not going to tell you something. I'm not hyping anything or starting anything. And I want to appeal to the community that say they are awake. Well, then, if you're awake, awake is action. Sleeping is no action. If you're awake, do something. Did you wake up this morning? Did you clean your teeth? Did you have electricity? Did you roll over? And did you hit the remote? Well, there are hundreds and thousands of people who did not do that because of natural catastrophes. And we need help. We need action. Don't sit there and say, I'll say a prayer. Prayer is an action. I don't have time to talk to you about breaking down prayer. You don't just say a prayer and get up and do nothing. You have to be a part of the solution. They are not helping our community. I saw this with my own eyes. So go to a GoFundMe account. If you have family, relatives, contact them. Keep making an effort to contact them. There are other Black organization sites that's not being shared. There's information suppression going on. And what you see on television, yes, they are real live. I'm not going to record that for you. I'm just going to tell you that it's happening. Other people can do it for you, but I'm not going to videotape people in distress if I can't get there to help them. If I'm not in control of the boat, if I'm not in control of the truck, if I'm not in control of the operation, you keep going. But I won't rescue another person until I see them going to our communities and going and getting our people. They let the levee loose. Some of the areas was okay, but we're on the lower feeding chain. So when they let the levees loose, they are now flooded. You knew that you were going to let the levees loose. Why weren't you prepared to go in and get the people? Because you knew you were going to flood them. Think, guys, we've got to wake up. We got to help our own community. So this is Coach Parker. And yes, I am, if my newly hired cameraman will follow me, and you can follow me, cameraman, and you can see where I am at. Easy to be found. I have no problem. But this has got to stop. This has got to stop. So one.
All right, we're going to stop it there. We do have Black Rose joining us on the line. And again, she's participating in the recovery efforts. But first, let me say this. Now, I was skeptical when the first video came out with the Black woman because she really didn't say no names. She didn't share any particular details where we could say who was passing people up. And then she went on what some would properly categorize as a rant against racism. But that's okay because a lot of Black people are under pressure of racism and we need help with that traumatic stress. And so she can be forgiven for that. So now we have a second source. We have a second source. In journalism school, they teach you, you know, you want at least two sources. So now here's a second source, Coach Parker, who's there at the Quinta Inn in Houston, Quinta Inn in Suites. And so he's probably going to be issuing some reports. So check out his page. And now we have Black Rose, who had been sharing in her local area how people were pulling together. But like she mentioned the last time, she could not say that this isn't occurring. But now she talked to a witness firsthand who said that boats passed her by. But we also want to get that story from her. And like Mr. Parker said, who should you be giving your money to? And we do have on the recommendation of Black Rose a widget to a support Houston flood relief. $10,841 have been raised so far. You'll find that on the front page, off to the right on blacktalkradionetwork.com. Again, this was recommended by Black Rose. But also what I can do is also get the information to some of the other organizations that people in Houston that we trust, and we'll put those up too. We'll put them all up so people will have a pick of who they want to give the money to. But without further delay, let's bring on Black Rose. Black Rose, do we have you on the line? 713.
Yes, I'm here, Scotty. Very quickly, because I have to go back in. We're getting supplies together for some of the people that need some cleaning supplies and mold supplies. And, you know, previously when I did speak and we spoke about this, as I mentioned, I had not spoken with anyone that was passed up because, keep in mind, we've been barricaded in, many of us, so people have been separated. People have not been able to really communicate. Now, like right before you text me and before I called in, I was speaking to a woman, and she said that she was passed up by the National Guard. The National Guard told them they would come back to retrieve them, and she said they never came back, and they had bayou water in their home. So reports are now coming in, and I don't know if people viewed the video of the young girl that was sick with sickle cell anemia, and when rescuers came by, they told her, oh, we're only picking up elderly people. I mean, I think that you can pick up the elderly people and the sick people as well. So that was very, very disappointing and disheartening to hear that little girl say that. And the they did girl. Finally come back. Mm-hmm.
The little girl, Black Rose, I know your time is limited, so I'll try to speak quickly. But the little girl, was it identified who it was? The rescuing agency or organization. So Mr. Parker said Red Cross, but we had long been telling people because of their actions in Haiti not to donate money to the Red Cross and find other local right. efforts. And that's how we got that other one. But well, the little girl who passed her by, do we know? Was it National Guard as well?
You know, I'll have to go back and try to find that video, Scotty.
Okay.
But this, it was featured on, I believe it was featured on CNN.
All right. I'll try to find that as well. And uh-huh. Now, before you go, Mr. Parker stressed finding people there, local organizations. And last night on Mind, Body, and Spirit Radio, you and Feather Light gave some good information about the church that has long been involved in helping the people, the underserved people of Houston. So could you share that with our Black Talk Radio News audience, the church that Beyonce supports?
Well, the name of the church is St. John's Downtown, and they have a homeless ministry, and the homeless ministry is called Bread of Life, and that's the organization that Beyonce has donated to, and she's also, I believe, asking other people to donate to Bread of Life as well. Now, as far as I know with Bread of Life, because I have worked with Bread of Life feeds the homeless people daily, twice a day, in fact, not just once a week, not just on Sunday so they can come to church, but they feed them twice a day. I don't know if they still feed twice a day, but I know at one time they were feeding twice a day, but they do feed every day.
And are they participating in the recovery efforts? I know that may sound like a dumb question. I would assume that, but I don't want to assume anything.
I think that they're more so participating in relief efforts. I don't know about if they were out rescuing people. I think they're more so providing relief to people because right now we're in the relief stages of this Hurricane Harvey. So I'm not sure about if they went out to help rescue people. I can't speak on that.
Well, perhaps that's the wrong word. That was the wrong word on my part to use. So relief, providing people with the basic necessities that they need to get through this. Yes. What about shelter? What's the sheltering situation like?
Okay, well, Airbnb is offering shelter for the month of September. I know that much. Other shelters, no, I have not heard of any other services.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. I don't want to keep you, Black Rose. You are involved in important work, and you mentioned you had to get in and deliver some supplies. So thank you for taking the time to call in and share this news as a Black Talk Radio affiliate there on the ground in Houston. Is there anything you want to leave the listeners with as we wrap up this segment?
Well, I just want to leave the listeners with, remember, many of these people that are without housing and they don't even have cleaning supplies, some don't have clothes. So that's primarily what people need. They need cleaning supplies to go in and clean this mold out of their homes, gloves, masks, bleach, things like that. So that's what's really needed. What we're seeing a lot of people requesting. And of course, housing. People need somewhere to stay.
And who are you working with, or are you operating as a citizen, a concerned citizen, is there an organization that you're coordinating with that people should know about and perhaps donate to?
Well, actually, I'm doing both ends, Scotty. So I'll just speak on my personal end, and that's why we have the Mind, Body, and Spirit fundraiser in place for people, because what we want to do is not only provide the relief, but also preparedness for the next flood, because we've had flooding here in Houston for the past 3 years.
Is that the link and that you shared on your program last night?
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes,
all right.
It is. Because we have some other communities that are already forming coalitions and teams so that they can be prepared. And we need to do the same thing in our community so that we won't have to hear these same stories about people being passed up.
All right. Well, thank you for the work that you're doing there on the behalf of the people of Houston. Stay safe behind these and talk to you later.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for having me. And I want to say.
I'm sorry, Black Rose.
You were going.
Go ahead. Okay, she hung up. I'm sorry. All right, so that was a report from the ground in Houston. Black Rose spoke to a woman specifically who said she was passed up by the National Guard. Then we have the report from Mr. Parker's YouTube video, and I suspect he'll be posting more videos. Again, we have linked this up in our news stories for today, September the 7th, BTR News, which is posted in btrcommunity.com. And so we got one source from the first woman who put out a video, then Mr. Parker, that's the second source, and now Black Rose, who is a radio producer and host on the Black Talk Radio Network, talked to a woman personally, just talked to her, got through talking to her right when I texted her. Would have loved to got her on air, but Black Rose said this woman said she was passed by the National Guard. So we can confirm that Black people are being passed by for in the quote unquote rescue efforts in Houston. That's three sources. We got a caller on the line who wants to share some commentary or ask a question. Area code 347. You're on BTR News Live on this Thursday afternoon. Go ahead with your name, question, or comment.
347.
Yes, I can hear you now. I can hear you now.
Thomas in New York again, and I just wanted to make some comments about the hurricane.
Well, greetings to you, Thomas.
Greetings to you as well, Scotty. And I love what I just heard, you know, the reporting on the ground. You know, I think that, you know, that's taking Black news to a whole nother level, you know, have on-ground reporting. I would like to say that the mainstream media has painted a picture of this hurricane as if it was like this great kumbaya save everyone moment, but we already know that they don't treat us the same as they treat white people. So I wanted to read some numbers if I can, because I'm a numbers person, and dealing with the numbers of Katrina compared to Harvey, just to show just to put it in perspective, you know, Texas would be the fourth largest economy in Europe, if it was a part of Europe, and it would be the largest country in Europe at $8.6 trillion gross domestic product just out of the state of Texas every year. Like I said, it'll be fourth in Europe. Italy will be right in front of it at $1.8 billion. So it's $200 million away from Italy. That's how big Texas's economy is. The city of Houston alone is just one of the four cities in the United States to have 2 million residents. They have about 2.3 million residents, which will make it about the size of Queens, New York, or it'll be the size of, like, Paris, as far as the amount of people. Just to put that into the perspective of black people, they have over 600,000 black people. When New Orleans, when the Katrina struck, they had 500,000 people all together. So this is just black people alone. They have 600,000. When you talk about Louisiana, when Katrina hit, it had an economy of just $199 million. So Texas, it has an economy of $1.6 trillion. This is a big, huge gap as far as when it comes to money. So when you're dealing with this type of thing, just imagine the amount of infrastructure that had to be saved before the people in Texas as compared to Louisiana, Katrina, when we saw how terrible a job they did. So I've been searching the YouTube and the internet trying to find videos of black people in particular discussing what they've been going through as a result of this. And from what I've observed, I've seen a lot of black people who said that they had no water. They were in a high ground area, a huge community of black people in a high ground area. However, to save some of the infrastructure, they had to allocate some of that water into their area to alleviate the stress from the system.
That's what Mr. Parker was talking about, the levees.
Then
with Katrina, you know, people want to say it's conspiracy theory, but there were reports that they blew the levees to save infrastructure. So we're going to allow this water to go someplace, and then it floods out a community. And Black Rose is just a half a mile. When that happened, she called in the Tando radio show, was talking about it, why it was happening. Yeah, they're letting loose the levees. And in one direction, it ended up being a mile from her. In another direction, a half a mile. And some of her friends that were dry then got flooded out, too. But Thomas, not to interrupt you, one of the things I found most disturbing, though, okay, now, from an exec, let's play devil's advocate, although I hate playing the devil. But, okay, I understand you need to save infrastructure and all of that. All right. But do you not send in, make sure everybody's totally evacuated first before you let these levees loose? Were there any warning? There was no warning as far as I can remember from Katrina when the levees were either blue, broke, whatever the official story is. But again, this is like saying that these people are expendable, that you don't go in and save them and the pets first. But continue, Thomas.
Yeah, absolutely, Scotty. I did see in that particular video I watched, this community was told that their levee would be broke. However, they were told to move all of their furniture and belongings of value from the basement to the higher floor to maybe not the first floor. They said that it was going to be 13 inches of water that would be coming into their houses. However, it ended up being 6 feet of water that came into their houses. So some of their houses were completely underwater. So they ended up losing everything, and they were very angry because they had an opportunity to remove everything before that water came in, and they were told it was only going to be a few inches of water, not total destruction, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, I understand what you're saying. And again, you know, furniture and all that kind of good stuff, you know, they put out a list for these situations. That's sort of what Black Rose was talking about, is and why we brought Tando Radio Show to the network, was so that we are prepared for these situations and we can rescue ourselves. And I know the black community doesn't have a lot of money. Many of us, we surviving paycheck to paycheck, and then some of us don't even get a regular paycheck, and we out here doing whatever we can to survive. So we don't have a lot of extra money to buy big boats and tractor trailers and you know, but you can do things like Black Rose talked about, where you organize block by block and you have a generator, you have where everybody's pitching in and you're storing food, water. That's most important, because I think that we should learn from recent history, going back to Katrina, to the reports that we're getting now, that we cannot rely on anybody but ourselves. And so, that's terrible, telling me that, oh, you can stay here. We're only going to let in 12 inches of water. You know, that's a foot of water right there, so long as you get everything out the basement. And then you under 6 feet of water, that's taller than me. So, I mean, almost taller than me. I'm 6'2", so, you know, I would have had to been wading water in that situation. So it's just ridiculous. But we need to be preparing. And, you know, Tando, perhaps they'll be talking about some of their efforts, because Dave's based in Texas and they've talked about, you know, efforts. But now this information is coming out, like Thomas said at first. And we were reporting, because that's all we could report, was the feel good stories. And there were some good stories to report of people who were not allowing their biases in religious beliefs and white supremacy or what have you affect the rescue efforts. That's what Black Rose reported in her community. But again, Houston's a very large city with lots of people, and these are huge areas, and with communications being down such as they are, it makes sense that, you know, a week later, or, you know, now these reports are starting to trickle out. So just thank you, everyone, for documenting this. Thomas, did you have something else to add before we transition and hit a music?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just real quickly, I want to say that I'm glad for your network as well. And I passed it on, you know, check out blacktalkradio.com and the networks they have on there to everyone that I come across here in Harlem. Because it's important now, because of the way they botched up Katrina. I know when Katrina hit, me and thousands, I mean, if not hundreds of thousands of people here in the Harlem area, we donated a lot of money, clothes, baby supplies, you know, cribs, everything we had, you know, to that effort. And we come to find out that none of that stuff got here. So I'm glad that you're coming out with these credible places that will use the stuff, and I will spread the word, because when Katrina hit and all the stores around here and all the businesses, they had cups, you know, money for Katrina victims, and the churches and things would come and pick that money up, and you actually saw what they were doing with the money, and, you know, you felt proud. And just to see that go to waste, I think that led people this time. I mean, I haven't seen a cup in one store or anywhere here or any business asking for money for this flood. And I think it's a huge part because people felt like they were betrayed the first time dealing with these Catholic and Jesuit, you know, organizations like Salvation Army and Red Cross and United Way. So I'm just glad that you're putting out the real people. And I'll mute my line. Thank you, Scott.
All right. Thank you. And thank you for sharing the network. And we ask everybody who finds the information that you get coming across the various stations and from the individual podcasts of independent Black media producers through blacktalkradionetwork.com, then share that with other people. It's free to you. We hoping that y'all donating to help continue to fund the network and keep us going in the future, coming up on the 9-year anniversary. But we don't require that anyone be charged. And so why would you hoard that if you find it valuable and it's of no cost to you and it's being shared with everyone freely? Then you share it freely with other people. This is how we communicate behind these enemy lines of USA Inc. All right, so we're going to take a station identification, kick some music, and then we'll come back with some news about a white supremacist not being allowed to spread his religion and his ideology at a college campus, which is the right thing to do. But if you really want to talk about what's right or what somebody should have done, the invitation should have never been extended. So we'll talk about that on the other side of today's afternoon music mix. Again, this is Black Talk Radio News at a new time slot, noon to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Hello, this is Scotty Reed, and thank you for listening to this podcast and sharing it with others. Please consider making a donation to the U.S.-based nonprofit media organization, Black Talk Media Project, in support of its efforts to elevate independent black voices. You can also support the work by joining the network's social media community, BTR Community, for just $24 a year. Black Talk Media Project is leading the way in the production of grassroots black media.